Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pretty big day in history. It was on this date in 1964. The Mustang was revealed. The Ford Mustang.
Introducing the unexpected, the new Ford Mustang. Mustang, a brilliant new kind of car. A new generation of Ford.
Seriously.
I miss my Mustang.
And not a day goes by the mirror. Oh. It's like, why did I get rid of my Mustang?
You know what? In like 3 years, we're going to be empty nesters, and I'm going back to being I'm going to be a Mustang mom.
Okay, cool. All right. It's 94.1 KODJ. Let's go back in time to 1999.
Hello, world. Here's a song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's Good News Story of the Day.
We'll make you happy.
And it's brought to you by KindlyMD.com. The Venetian in Las Vegas has started a new program called the Food Rescue Alliance. What they do is they collect all of the leftover food and surplus food from like big conventions and events that come into town that would normally just be thrown in the back dumpster. They gather all that up. They take it to their culinary team, who prepares the food and then donates it to the Just One Project, which provides 10 to 20,000 meals a month families facing hunger in Vegas. They just started this in September. Here's one of the Alliance members talking about what they've done so far.
Since September, this has provided food for over 66,000 people. We're talking about full meals.
Wow. That is...
That's a lot of leftover food.
It's hard to imagine that amount of food being left over, and yet we throw out stuff every week. You know, you throw out eggs, you throw out sandwich meat because it's past date and it looks like it's got green stuff on it and you didn't eat it. Like, obviously somebody can't eat that, but if you know you're not going to use it later and you can donate it right away, you should, and that's what the Venetian's doing. That's great.
And this isn't food that's, like, left over on people's plates. This is food that was ordered to come in for this event that never got prepared because they, you know, ordered too much. Right. And it's perfectly good food, and they turn it into thousands and thousands of meals.
Okay. Now I really want to stay at the Venetian. I wanted to stay there before, but now I really want to stay there.
We're coming for you, Venetian.
Good news every morning at 6:40 and 9:10. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. Thanks for joining us this Wednesday morning.
Couple of showbiz buzz quickies here. Pamela Anderson has joined Naked Gun, the reboot.
Of course she has.
Of course. Alongside Liam Neeson, she's going to play his love interest in the reboot.
Okay.
We're still not sure if
Liam Neeson,
if this is going to be another like humorous version.
It is.
Or it's going to be...
It better
like,
be.
I mean, yeah.
Has to be.
If they try to make it a serious version of it, that would be kind of weird. Steve, do you say Buscemi or Buscemi?
I found a video of him describing how he says it on Good Morning America. This is from like 5 or 6 years ago. How does he say it?
I say Buscemi.
You do.
Growing up, my family said Buscemi.
Buscemi.
Okay.
So it's semi. There's no sk.
Okay.
It's se.
That boy says sh.
Yeah.
Okay, so Steve Buscemi... We part of the second season of Wednesday on Netflix.
Oh,
he's
going
to play the new principal at Nevermore Academy.
Very
and
nice.
I think that is a perfect role for him.
This song dedicated just in 5 second form to Hall & Oates.
For real.
John Hope says, he says the ship has sailed. They're never getting back together.
Oh,
so
man.
Hall & Oates, maybe we'll pour one out for him coming up. Like, just give me a great Hall & Oates song. We'll play that coming up. And then, lastly, I wanted to play this clip of Michael Douglas talking about all sorts of stuff with his new Franklin role and why he wanted this role as Benjamin Franklin.
In my 50-plus years, I've never done a period film. And at the same time, I learned this extraordinary amount about history of our country and the kind of parallels that exist today in terms of the struggles that we're having and appreciating just how valuable independence and democracy is.
Yeah, he sounds like Benjamin Franklin right there. Like he kind of,
don't know. I mean, I feel like there's actors that look the role without much makeup and work, and he looks like Benjamin Franklin. He looks like the guy in the $100 bill. I swear. I swear.
7:25. We've got tickets to see Aerosmith and the Black Crowes. Game trivia.
Well, she picked up that phone because she answered with $1,000, man. Kimberly?
Because my husband was like, well, let me just answer it, because normally I don't
right.
answer a no caller ID number ever. So my husband's like, well, I'll answer it.
And it paid off. This hour's keyword is
green.
Green. Go to KODJ.com and enter the keyword green. She told me right before we went on the air, and I still forgot. Like, the keyword's green. Don't forget to say the keyword.
Don't you listen
don't
to anything I say?
I can't remember 10 seconds.
No, typical sorry. Husband doesn't sorry. Listen to a word sorry. I say. So April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and the Salt Lake City Police Department is cracking down on distracted drivers, and they want you to help by tattletaling, calling a number to report a distracted driver, giving a description of the car, and...
Are you, I'm okay with this. I'm totally okay with this because I've seen people nearly drive off the road and thought to myself, well, what am I going to do now? Like, what if this person now drives off the road? I don't have a dash cam in my car. That's the other thing. This is like the second best option to having a dash cam because...
If something happens to you and you need to prove that the other driver was distracted, you've got to know. Exactly.
And you got
to
know.
Yeah, if it's people extreme, if because I've seen some cars that are driving half in the lane and half in on the side of the road...
And you get up next to them, and they look over at you, and you look at them, and they kind of go, I know, I know.
You're like, yeah, I know. Stay in your lane, buddy.
I don't know about being a tattletale, though, because I feel like people are going to abuse that. You're just going to see somebody who cut you off, period, who may not be a distracted driver, and then you just call in the license plate.
Well, let's just collectively make an agreement that
good luck.
That we won't go overboard
abuse
with the,
it.
Yeah, but the number, we'll get this up on our Facebook page, too, 801-799-3000.
Okay.
799-3000. So if you're driving to work right now and there's a car ahead of you that is all over the place, 799-3000.
That's distracted driver numbers.
And the thing is, like, people that drive with dogs on their lap.
Oh, I know.
What? I mean, what are you doing?
It's one thing if it's like a toy poodle. It's another if it's a black Labrador hanging out the window.
No matter what size the dog, that should not be on your lap. Dogs do not need to help you drive down 15.
Unless the dog has a driver's license. And in that case, I am totally okay. If the dog has a CDL, let's go with it. Good.
Now, it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
Okay, this is a big one today. Judith Love Cohen. Anniversary today of when Apollo 13 safely made it back to Earth.
Okay.
So a woman named Judith Love Cohen was a scientist who was working on the abort guidance system that basically got the astronauts back home. Okay. She went into labor and during the Apollo 13 snafu and gave birth to Jack Black. Judith Love Cohen, the lady who was a part of the science team that figured out the abort
test.
Is Jack Black's mom? And now you know. Show you a good
time. Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
And it's brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo. We'll start with an update on our new NHL team. The NHL Executive Committee has approved the Arizona Coyotes' move to Utah. That move will now be voted on by the league's board of governors, which includes all the team owners. They're not expected to say no.
Yeah, so this team wants to come to Utah. They're going to let them come.
At this point, it's just a bunch of formalities that they have to go through. You got to dot the I's and cross the T's.
I'm so excited.
In other local sports news, this is pretty cool. Shout out to Utah and Keisha Love, who is officially the fastest female bobsled pilot in the world. She attended Harriman High School. She's now part of the USA bobsled team. Four years ago, she was a part of that team as a breaker.
Oh,
she's the brake man, and now she's moved herself up to the pilot.
Font.
Won the World Cup as a rookie a couple of months ago.
Look at you!
And is part of the new
team. You are psyched up about this.
I just love success stories. Yeah. You know, and
especially
the fact
when they're
that it's
local
is really cool. So if anyone is crossing their fingers that we get the Winter Olympics here in 2034, it's definitely her. She's like, I can't wait to perform for my home crowd.
10 years from now, that's crazy to think how quick it'll come.
Yeah.
Boeing should stop production of 787 Dreamliners due to safety issues, according to a Boeing engineer. who is a whistleblower. There's like six whistleblowers now. 787 Dreamliners are unsafe to fly and, quote, could drop to the ground, end quote, in flight if the problems aren't dealt with. This according to NBC News, who has, well, interviewed quite a few of the whistleblowers. The Senate today is doing like a big Q&A with Boeing execs and stuff. So, what do you think? I'm on a plane to go to somewhere right now, and I'm listening to this on iHeart. Maybe you're on a Southwest jet right now, and you're listening to iHeart Radio for free, because you can on Southwest. And you're on a 737 blankety blank plane.
It's a little
and
scary.
And you hear stuff like this, and it freaks you out.
Scary.
I'm sorry. They do recalls all the time on cars. I guess they can't do them on airplanes. We gotta fix a few things. Good morning. We've got stuff coming up at 8:25.
Vogel Zoo Pass.
That's all. Nothing big. Just a miracle. It's 94.1 KODJ. Zoo tickets. Who's on the phone right now?
Hey, this is Brian. I would love to go to Vogel Zoo. That would be so amazing.
Well, let's get you hooked up, man.
The first place I held my wife's hand was at the zoo 30 years ago, so kind of cool, huh? Kind of grabbed it, and she took it, too. So,
oh, nice.
30 years later, things are good. I think I recreate the moment. Oh. Kind of a little bit. Sound good?
Oh!
Elephants bring out the romantic in me, too, man. I feel you. Sometimes you're just staring at the elephants like, I want to make out with you right now. KODJ.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
30 years. Congratulations, Brian and the missus.
Acapella Wednesday's coming up.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. Before we get to Acapella Wednesday here in like 10 seconds, I was just watching this video of a couple that simultaneously proposed to each other. We were talking about holding hands in front of the elephants at the Humble Zoo. This couple, I'm going to post this on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page. They both get down on one knee about the same time to propose to each other.
Oh,
she proposes
God.
To him, he proposes to her, and they just can't stop laughing.
Aww.
It's pretty cute. So, yeah, a little romantic.
Now, there's a couple that's in Wednesday. Sync.
Yeah, that's a couple that's in sync. All right, so Brick House This Morning is your song. I think everybody's probably got this track in their head somewhere. Yeah, okay, you know what I'm talking about. Let's do Acapella Wednesday with the Commodores. Sorry, Meredith, you can't whistle.
She's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty. Just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. I like Lady Stack. That's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a brick house.
Oh, good, dude.
Well put together, everybody knows. This is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose with the stuff she used? 36, 24, 36. Oh, what a winning hand, cause she's a brick house.
Everybody wants to do it.
She's mighty, mighty. Just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. Oh, like Lady Stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a brick house.
It just keeps going on and on. Lionel Richie, Thomas McCleary, the Commodores together. I mean, if you want to hear a song you've heard a million times and hear it completely differently, you need to hear the Commodores doing Brick House like this.
Oh, she's mighty, mighty. I just letting it all hang out. Oh, brick house. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Shake a cow, shake a cow, shake a now, now. Shake a cow, shake a cow, shake a now, now. Shake a cow, shake a cow, shake a now, now. Shake a cow, shake a cow, shake a shake it. Shake a cow, shake a cow, shake a now, now. Shake a cow, shake a cow, shake a now, now. Shake a cow, shake a cow, shake a now, now. Shake a cow, shake a cow, shake a shake it.
Shake it.
I love it. I can't get enough. You're going to be doing that all day at work. You're welcome. From Meredith and AJ, go shake it down now with the Commodores, the fully produced version.
94.1 KODJ.
It's Meredith and AJ. We're wrapping up Wednesday morning. And we got to do something pretty fun. We got to take a drive in the Wish Cab. If you've seen the show Cash Cab, yep. It's like that, but it's the Wish Cab for Make-A-Wish Utah, because this is World Wish Month, and we are raising money for Make-A-Wish Utah. So check out the video on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page. See how much money we raised. And if you go to the comments, there's a link where you can also help out Make-A-Wish Utah.
Have a great day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.